Lester Torres, T-O-R-R-E-S, last name, first name, Honorio, H-O-N-O-R-I-O. Never seen that number. T-O-R-R-E-S, H-O-N-O-R-I-O, 10-18-82. Patient comes in there for a physical, wants to get some blood work, also tells me that this 40-year-old patient also tells me that he has sleep apnea, it hasn't been treated, he doesn't like to use a CPAP, but he knows that he needs to. He weighed almost 280, he lost about 40 pounds, and he feels like he's on his way to lose more weight. I explained to him that sleep apnea is something that needs to be treated, and he can die in his sleep, and we've had a long conversation about this today. Medical problems, gastroesophageal reflux, medication, omeprazole, COVID immunization, non-family history. Mom has coronary artery disease, breast cancer. Dad got a heart problem. No, I don't think I did that. Maybe he did. Allergy none, surgery none. He's alert, he's awake. He weighs 241 pounds, 98%, 98 temp, 16, 67 pulse, 1, 15 over 82. Heart positive, some positive, two lungs are clear. Abdomen soft, next to the skin shows the natural and inclusive analysis. Doppler study of the legs demonstrate no DVT. The heart shows large right ventricle, consistent with sleep apnea. Carotids are free of significant atherosclerosis and hemodynamically significant lesions. No sign of aortic aneurysm noted. Kidney liver shows fatty changes. Kidneys are normal. Spleen is normal, prostate is within normal limits. Assessment, number one, check blood work. Number two, check cholesterol. Number three, rule out diabetes. Number four, check testosterone level in face of sleep apnea. Number five, encourage patient to continue to lose weight. Number six, diet and exercise discussed. Number seven, I reintroduced him to Bungo, B-O-N-G-O, sleep apnea device, and a prescription to get that started. Next number, come back in 2 weeks to go over his results. Thank you.